Vermont, Annie Lee. I swear I can't leave you alone, Annie Lee. Well, now you say you're gonna be mine, no matter what you hear or do. Bells ringing for me and you, Annie Lee. Annie Lee. Don't you hear the wedding bells ringing for me and you, Annie Lee? Now you said you're gonna be mine. No matter what you hear or do. You know I love you, Annie Lee. Annie Lee.
Hello everyone, I'm Microwave Dave talking the blues on WLRH. Great pleasure having you tuned in. Hope things are going in a spectacular fashion. Wherever you are at the moment, I have some blues for the next hour for you. New releases all the way across the board. We'll give Earl Hooker his intermission first. Earl, thank you. Watch it for you at the bottom of the program. What is that you got? Talking the Blues is a production of WLRH Public Radio in Huntsville, Alabama. People who listen to this program regularly have heard me say on a number of occasions that while we have a variety of genres and subgenres in roots music and in the blues in particular, that there's one artist that I consider a genre unto himself, and that is Delbert McClinton, the Roadhouse rocker, blues, country mixture of things from Texas, who has been going for so long that he was the one that taught John Lennon of the Beatles how to play harmonica in the early 1960s when he was in England playing over there and ran into the Fab Four before they were the Fab Four. He's been around that long and he is still going, still making records, writing songs, and living the lifestyle that he set out for himself many decades ago and doing it successfully on his own terms. Now, that's all well and good just for itself, but what I want to say about his being a genre, in other words, he has a style from mixing these things together and the way it's put forth, the lyrical content, the lifestyle content that's reflected in his lyrics, from love songs to bad party songs to dangerous situations to character assassination or improvements. It's all there in the way he approaches these things. He's had some great songwriters along with him. I got a copy of his most recent album when I was on the road recently. And this is from last year, Delbert McClinton and the Self-Made Men, as he calls his backup band now, called Prick of the Litter. Yeah, typical play on words for him. He does things like this a lot, and he does it cleverly and always with a little bit of a sting to it. Some of the songs that he writes are what we used to call face slappers back in the day, the kind of song you sing and get your face slapped by somebody. He doesn't worry about that stuff. From this album, we're going to pick up four tracks, starting with one called Don't Do It, a co-write between McClinton and Gary Nicholson, one of his most regular songwriting partners. This got a sassy Texas shuffle groove about somebody who's getting broken up with over the phone and runs out of a place trying to fix it right off the rail. The next one is a Roadhouse shuffle called Skip Chaser. And this is a story of a man who is a collector of unpaid debts, perhaps for people who are not official loaners of things. After you think you got my idea there, he thinks about what it's like to get up in the morning and go start your day job when your job is chasing people down and collecting money they don't want to hand over. Then he writes a song about the woman he'd like to have called Neva, N-E-V-A is how that is spelled, and it's the one he was against find. And the last of all, one that's got to be the best lounge ballad about a bad day after a big night I've ever heard, called Bad Haircut. On this one, my friend Joe McGlone is doing the saxophone solo straight out of a lounge, very nicely made. Delbert McClinton and the Self-Made Men is the act. The Prick of the Litter is the album. It's from last year. And we will hear Don't Do It, Skip Chaser, Neva, and Bad Haircut.
all down that South Street when the bottle fell out. Somebody screamed, "What you talking about?" I heard a glass break and somebody moan. Saw Raymond running out the front door, screaming into his cell phone, "Don't do it, there must be something I can do. Please don't do it, let me make it up to you. We've been together so long, baby, please hold on, don't do it." He said, "I got to get to it just as fast as I can. If I get my arms around her, I can make her understand." 8 minutes flat and he was through the front door. Wasn't no sign of no kind, she lived there anymore. "Don't do it, must be something I can do. Baby, please don't do it, I can make it up to you. She'd like to go, ask everyone about her, but nobody seemed to know. He saw her coming out of that place called Bongo Java. He was back in a Belmont, 40 miles an hour. "Don't do it, listen to me, baby, please don't do it. I'll make it up to you.
Chance of not winding up dead.
I kept a run. Nothing but another like the other one. A couple of jokes and a cold one and I'll be fine. Got to be the first one up in the morning. You got to catch them while they're still in bed. You gotta be quick, don't give them any warning. You got a better chance of not winding up. Make a living is a little like committing a crime. Neither got a lot of what I need for sure. Too much ain't enough, I just want more. Got a woman I wanna know. I keep her with me where I go. Not much matter now which way to go. Come on.
Fingers hurt. I met a man out on the street selling tickets for $1.25 for a chance to get to dance with the devil's daughter. And still you may wind up as an also-ran. Nobody seems willing to cut me some slack. I woke up this morning with a knife in my back. It's getting hard to know these days just who you can trust. So I'm keeping a low profile. I don't make a fuss.
Pretty sassy new album here from Delbert McClinton. It was new actually in 2016, so it's not brand new, but still great stuff on there. And you see what I mean about the songwriting on this? It's all about just being sassy right in your face about everything. You can just take it the way it is or forget about it if you're not happy with the whole thing. The last one there, Bad Haircut, featuring the saxophone of a former Huntsville resident, Joe McGlohan. And Joe, who's been out on the road with Reba McEntire and a bunch of other folks over the years, used to come down to the Coffee Clutch when I played there on Tuesday Night Solo and bring his horn and play in the room, play just beautiful music along with the blues that I was playing. Great to have him on this record here with Delbert McClinton. Before that, the kind of sly, funky groove with the one called Neva, the woman he's kind of idealized for himself. Skip Chaser before that, telling a pretty grim story about going out and busting people who owe money in the underworld, and some pretty straight ahead lyrics on that. Starting off with Don't Do It, Love Gone Bad, the modern era, cell phones, and driving backwards at 40 miles an hour down Belmont in Nashville. Not a good idea. The album is Pick of the Litter. It's by Delbert McClinton. I didn't look the label up here. I'm trying to read the fine print on this thing. But it's his most recent. And as I say, this man really, at this point, is a genre. Everybody is out there trying to imitate him, and there's so many bands that do it well. This is Talking the Blues. I'm Microwave Dave, reminding you of this program and every locally produced program on WLRH is available to you on podcast. If you will visit the website at WLRH.org and click on programs, slide down and find one you like. They are dated and they are indexed by some of the artists and things on there to let you know what you're listening to. In a way, our second artist might fall into this group as well. Now, Delbert's grooves on this particular listen to are a little bit more broke down, you might say. One thing is missing, I don't hear the B3 organ. He almost set the standard for blues bands, the way they use the organ in Delbert's, in fact, they, but the horns are there and the nice guitar work is there. None of his harmonica is there, but we have still straight singing almost in a lounge fashion from some of the stuff. The album coming up now called Let's Just Be Real by Texas artist Laura Tate is up next. Laura's been in Los Angeles and Nashville, but she's from Dallas, Texas, the same area really where Delbert is from. And she's been going at this for quite a while. Her new album has some of the same kind of arrangements, but a bit more of the way Delbert used to do them. So not the way this newest record is, but they're still very well done, recorded in L.A., where a bunch of female singers have found these guys that are playing. And well, Tony Bronigal in particular on drums, doing a lot of the work on these. And we've had a number of them featured in recent weeks, it seems like, if not recent months on this show. Just Let's Just Be Real is on 811 Gold Records. Laura Tate is the artist. We're going to start off with one called I'll Find Someone Who Will. This is a Teresa James song we featured from her album within the last year, a nice dance floor R&B groove. And like I say, here we have the guitars, the horns, the funky bass line, and the organ back in there. And like I say, pretty much straight ahead, Delbert McClinton style. The next one's called Hitting on Nothing. This one borrows the New Orleans groove of the old Working in a Coal Mine song, if you will, from Alan Toussaint. It's got that same kind of syncopated, spacey bass line on it, and just very well. Then last of all, one called Nobody Gets Hurt. This is actually the opening track for the album. It is a swampy groove, and very nicely played, and it's a thing about seeing somebody you're so attracted to, you just don't want to have anything happen. Laura Tate is the artist. Let's Just Be Real is the album on 811 Gold Records. We will hear I'll find someone who will, hitting on nothing, and nobody gets hurt.
Find someone who will. You can keep your sweet talk, keep your lies, keep all of your promises, and save that jive. You ain't hitting on nothing unless you got something for me. You know you promised me diamonds, I'll never forget. And I ain't seen hide nor hair of a diamond yet. All I get is talk, talk, talk. Get your papers and walk, walk, walk. You ain't hitting on nothing unless you got something for me. Promise me a mink coat for my birthday. And I ain't seen mink, rat or rabbit make me wanna stay. I'm tired of your talk, talk, talk. Hit the road, Jack, walk, walk, walk. No more talk, talk, talk. Get your bag and walk, walk, walk. You ain't hitting on you got something for me. Hey, you ain't hitting on nothing unless you got something for me. Oh, you ain't hitting on nothing unless you got something for me. Mm-hmm. You ain't hitting on this, baby. Is that all you got, honey?
Nice ensemble work back into the vocals there of Laura Tate, her new album called Let's Just Be Real. And this is on 811 Gold Records. And very nice stuff there. Again, the genre specification of what I call it, kind of a Delbert McClinton genre. Well, okay, maybe it's a little bit different, but there's a groove that have been highlighted by him now for what, 40 years he's been making records, and there, a lot of people are doing this style very much. The last one we heard there was called Nobody Gets Hurt. It's actually the opening track on the album. Nice swampy groove on there. Before that, Hitting on Nothing, as I say, borrows the groove from the old New Orleans hit called Working in a Coal Mine. And that was one that was a big record back in those days, and they've taken that same thing and made it work. And it kicked off here with I'll Find Someone Who Will. They have kind of a threatening love song, if you will. Let's just be it. The artist is Laura Tate. You're listening to Talking the Blues, and I'm Microwave Dave, and glad you are doing so. I appreciate it. We're going out to an album that comes up with an interesting story. It's a gentleman of mine, actually two guys that I know who are involved in this record, but the artist is named Patrick Recob. Recob is spelled R-E-C-O-B. He is a bassist and singer and band leader from the Midwest, and somewhere along the way, he became recruited by a great harmonica player, James Harmon, an Alabama native, originally from Anniston, Alabama, who was making harmonica as a living thing to do back in the 60s. I mean, way back there when there wasn't much work you could do except for be part of a band. He was a band leader doing blues in the South, went down to Pensacola from Anniston, worked out of there, and then finally wound up in California where he has lived for the last 35 or so years and has become a worldwide blues man, traveling everywhere, and has made a bunch of great albums, and partly because of his outstanding lyrics and his raconteur delivery, he is very popular and has been continued to do so. He's been a guest on this program, and we featured a number of his albums. In this case, they got Patrick Grucroft to be the bass and to recruit a small band for them for part of a tour they had, and that went so well that they decided they would cut an album with James and the guitar player in the band producing the record as well. And that's what came out. Patrick Grucroft got them in together in the studio for the album. It's out in California, and the guitar player, who Nathan James has been really outstanding as a musician and a recording engineer out there, put it all together, and the result is the album that is called Perpetual Luau. We have some kind of ironic lyrics in here, but this guy, unlike James Harmon, who will sing his blues right down to the gutter and still wind up standing in pressed clothes when he does it somehow, Patrick stays more straight up. He's got more of a spiritual uplift in his lyrics overall, but he plays great grooves in the bass, and he sings with a nice, even voice. So the first thing we're going to hear is one called Words Are Like Bullets. This is their straight-ahead Texas shuffle, and the guitar you hear on this is not Nathan James. This is Laura Chavez, the great guitar player from down around Houston, who is showing up on more and more people's records as a sideman, yet she is fine on her own. You can hear the Texas influence in the way she slings her lead guitar on Words Are Like Bullets. Then one called Soul Cry. This is an acoustic Chicago blues take, and some nice harmonica in there from James Harmon, never taking the front, always just kind of filling in and doing what is necessary on Soul Cry. Graveyard Woman gets us into the territory of Elmore James. Slide guitar, straight ahead, shuffle groove with a drone in the bass, and this once again sung very straight ahead. And last of all, one called Frustration Blues, and we visit the early 1950s territory of Muddy Waters in Chicago for this particular groove. And once again, James Harmon's harmonica is figured on this. The artist, Patrick Recob. The album is Perpetual Luau. The label is Mr. Lucky's Blues. That's the record. We're going to hear Words Are Like Bullets, Soul Cry, Graveyard Woman, and Frustration Blues.
In the barrel of a gun. Once you squeeze the trigger, you can really hurt someone. It's a fine, fine line. You gotta watch it every time. Difference in a smart man and a dumb man is plain. Both have the same talk. It's a twist to the game. Smart man knows just when to talk, while a dumb man feels the shame. Man pride and ignorance is the nature of the game. If closed minds brought closed mouths, what a fine world this. inside. It's hard to face those feelings, and they should not be denied. Becoming one with how you feel can help your heart to heal.
Oh, cause she got hell inside. She mean as she's evil, treat me like a slave. Mean as she evil, she treat me like a slave. The day I quit this woman, find me 6 feet in the grave.
Nice slide guitar work there by Nathan James, who is producing this record and recording it. But the artist there is Patrick Rekop, the bass player and singer, and it's all produced here by James Harmon as well, his artist who has influenced him and who had hired him to be a bass player and put a band together for them for a short tour through the Midwest. I think it was last year, I think in 2016. It all came together well, and in the winter of last year, they got together and made this record. It's called Perpetual Luau. The last thing we heard there was Graveyard Woman, and before that we had Soul Cry, nice acoustic blues, some nice harmonica there from a man who knows how to do it all, from being right up front to being a great accompanist. That is James Harmon doing that. Then we started off with Words Are Like Bullets and some really guitar slinging work done by Laura Chavez, really fine Texas style guitar player. Perpetual Luau is on Mr. Lucky's Records, and it's by Patrick Rekop. This is Talking Blues, our last artist tonight. I won't have a chance to give you like I want to. This is a live recording by a gentleman by the name of Eric Gales. Eric Gales was one of three great guitar singing brothers from Memphis. One was Little Jimmy King, who has passed on, and there are a couple others as well, all influenced by Albert King. And indeed, Eric Gales plays the guitar left-handed and upside down, the same way that Albert King did. Jimi Hendrix also was left-handed, but he retuned the guitar to make it play like a regular one. Albert King, Otis Rush, and Eric Gales all just take it upside down the way it is and play it backwards. And in Eric Gales, all their cases, they come up with great stuff. Eric is a very articulate player who can play everything from very jazzy to straight burned-out rock to pretty much everything else. And he does that on this live album called A Night on the Sunset Strip. Almost everything on here is 8 or 9 minutes long. I had a hard time finding tracks that I could feature on the radio, but I do have a couple I can get into, and maybe a third one if we are lucky. We'll start with one called Sea of Bad Blood. This is only a couple of minutes long, and it's a nice, funky thing. A couple of different movements. There's always a lot of space for Eric Gales to do what he wants to do. The band backs him up and leaves big holes for him to create new things in the middle of it. After that, we have one called Make It There. This one got a vocal in it as well, and this one has a nice funky groove, and hopefully we'll have a chance to get a little bit at least into 1019, which has a, well, it's just a bunch of changes in it. I don't know what else to say, but listen to some fine guitar playing done very well by a guy who knows how to sling it in front of a crowd, Eric Gales. A Night on the Sunset Strip, we will hear Sea of Bad Blood, Make It There, and hopefully 1019. Thank you.
They finna do woke up this morning, 'cause I had some bills to pay. Well, I woke up this morning, 'cause I had some bills to pay. You know my power shut off at noon, y'all, and I never made it there. Never made it there. Never made it there. Never made it there.
The time to finish out Eric Gill's great guitar playing going there on A Night on the Sunset Strip. The last one there called Make It There, and we started off with Sea of Bad Blood. Long stuff on this, but great playing and singing from a master guitar player. Tonight we've had Eric Gill, Delbert McClinton, Patrick Recob, and Laura Tate. I'm Microwave Dave. You get the blues, you know what to do with them, right? Right.
Just hang around and see. I know you don't love me, baby, but that's all right.